welcome back to Write Damn It with me, Zoe Richards, your host. This is the podcast for writers of all kinds who maybe get stuck with your writing. This podcast will help you get unstuck and help remotivate you so that you get the writing done. Episode 61, and today's episode I'm calling "What Do You Mean I Have to Market My Own Book?" I'm not saying that I was naive enough to think that I wouldn't have to do any marketing, but what I've discovered is that I will actually have to take quite a fundamental role in the marketing process. Yes, I've got a publicist, but she's very much focused on the bigger stuff, the things that I would have no connections with at all. And that's right that she focuses on the things that nobody else can do. So that means that somebody, me, is still going to have to do the more basic kind of things. So I thought I would give you an example of that today using my cover reveal. So this week has been the cover reveal for my novel, Garden of Her Heart. And so I thought it would be a really useful one to demonstrate how I am working towards that marketing approach for my novel. Now, the first thing is, and this is something my daughter said to me, by the way, not something that I came up with all on my little lonesome. She said to me, "Mum, don't just do a post, do a campaign." And she's absolutely right. We're in danger when we're trying to market a book of simply doing a post and not thinking about how does that link together with other things that we're doing? How does it all connect so that we're building up some interest? But also, why should people be bothered in a single post? So by doing something of a campaign, what we're able to do is start to build up some interest and generate some interest in why people would be interested in what I am doing. So in this case, a cover reveal, but it's not only a cover reveal. So in a way, by doing a campaign, a mini campaign for a cover reveal, what I'm also able to do is build that into a wider campaign towards getting the book actually out there in proofs, having people read the NetGalley ARCs. If you've not come across ARCs before, they're advanced reader copies. So you go onto NetGalley, you sign up, and you put in what your type of books are that you're interested in. And then when a book comes up that you're interested in reading as a proof, you submit a request to get that. Not every book that you submit a request for do you get. Sometimes it's because it's a limited number of proofs that are sent out. Sometimes it's because you perhaps haven't left a review previously, or there is something about the genres that you've chosen and the one you're now asking for doesn't fit within the genres that you selected. So obviously, what I want to be doing by having a campaign for the cover reveal is to have that as being the starting point for a longer campaign to get people to request the ARCs or to request proofs, and then ultimately to get people to pre-order. So pre-ordering will happen from January, and then after that, for people to buy when the book is published on the 20th of June 2024. So for today, let me just focus in for you on that mini campaign that I've done for the cover reveal. First of all, last week, I mentioned on social media that I would be doing a cover reveal. So I'm dropping the hint to people to watch out for that. Incidentally, by the way, there is something that I haven't done in this that I know I've failed on, which is I should have used my newsletter list and also used this as a way to build my newsletter list. So I will look at how I can build that into the campaign process. But anyway, to start off with, a little hint of what's going to happen last week. Then another bit of a post, literally just saying, excited this week that I will be getting to do my cover reveal. And then we get, so I think I did that on Tuesday, and then we get to Thursday. So Thursday's the actual day that we did the cover reveal. And I started that off in the morning by doing an Instagram story saying that I couldn't wait for later to be able to do a cover reveal. Then I did a series of posts. So these are all story posts, by the way. So then it was about, well, here's a little teaser. So it's a just a little section of the cover design that was then up in the story saying, here you go, here's a little teaser. Then I did something about, and this is a genuine thing, and I do think it's important you stay genuine as you're doing this. I did something about how I'm struggling to use the word author. So I do think of myself as a writer. Absolutely, I'm a writer. I've written pretty much all of my life. My early memories of writing, I'd call them screenplays, they were probably more accurately described as living room plays, from when I was 5 years old and I would drag my sister in, whether she liked it or not, my older sister. So she dragged me into stuff she wanted me to do for her, so I dragged her to be in my living room plays. So all started from the age of 5 or 6 years old, and at the age of six I remember thinking I wanted to write a book. So I put on that it has been a six, from the age of six up to the age of 62 when I will be published, to actually get through this journey. Then I did a series of stories that were about me, introducing me, because not everybody who will see my stories will already know me. I don't know if you know this on Instagram, but your followers will see your posts, but they tend not to be seen too much by people who don't follow you. Your stories are often picked up by people who don't know you already, so they can get seen by other people. Your reels absolutely get seen by people that you have nothing to do with at all. So what you want to do is make sure that you are linking it. I think that's right, the way I've described that. But anyway, you get broader reach by using your stories and also by looking at reels as well. So it's not just about putting up posts, but it's also about using your stories and using your reels. As I say, I'm thinking about it. I might not have got that 100% right in the way I've described it, but you get what I mean here, that what you want is that combination of stories, posts and reels. So for stories, it's a series of stories that I did that get people to connect with my whole story about, this is my cover reveal coming. So I then worked up towards having the actual reveal itself. And that was then a case of really introducing people to what was going on here. But again, it's not doing just a single story. So whilst I'm just starting to get to that place where the story is going to be, here's the reveal, I quickly uploaded a grid. I had to go and find an app to be able to do a grid of posts. So if you don't know about a grid, that's where you've got 9 photographs that when they're seen together, they illustrate the overall image. So when people then go to look at your profile and they look at what your profile for your posts looks like, they're going to see that you've got a novel. So it's really important that that grid has the information on it about your novel, about what it's called, who you are, and then it helps people to then think, oh, do you know what? I'm interested in somebody who's written a novel. Let's follow. So it gives them that choice. So I'm quickly uploading those whilst I've got a story ready to go live. And that one is the one that's saying, here you go, here's my cover reveal. As that goes live, I then switched over to Twitter and I then did the same over there of posting the cover. And in this case, I was then thanking the village that is around me who have been so supportive and have got me to where I am today. Now, you'd think that would be the end of the campaign, but it's not. So the next thing was to upload the same story again onto stories and Instagram, but this time using the question thing that you can have as a little tag that you put onto your social media, your Instagram stories. So I then used the question to say, ask me anything about my novel or my writing process. I then got a series of questions. Now the temptation is to answer those questions straight away. And this is an important part of seeing it as a campaign, because if you simply answer straight away, it's the same people who have seen your story already. And remember, a story is only there for 24 hours. So you want to catch people who are perhaps going to look at a different time of day, or maybe they're going to look on an absolutely different day. So now you need to catch people at a different time. So what I then did was wait until lunchtime today, Friday, to make sure that I was in a place where I would be able to regain some traction, get some new interest in what I'm posting. But and posting the answers on that same photograph, that same image that's got my cover reveal on it. So it allows for some consistency and it reminds people of, here's my photograph of my cover reveal. So if you didn't see it yesterday, you're seeing it today. That now gives me roughly another 22 hours. I think it might have been 23 hours of people seeing my cover reveal. So I'm not having to repeat my cover reveal for a new group of people. So this takes us now into Saturday morning. So it means that I've got a whole different group of people from Friday and from Saturday who are going to see the cover reveal, but they'll see it in a different way. And again, with Twitter, what I did there was then a repost saying, thanks very much for all the support and all the kindness that I've had, all the lovely comments. I can't remember exactly what I put, but you get the gist of, I'm thanking people for engaging with that cover reveal and the fact that they've loved the cover. So I'm not just retweeting the image of my cover reveal, I'm also saying something new with it. And I've waited, so I think in that case, I waited 18 hours. And again, it gives me a whole new group of people because what I did was do that early in the day. So that catches the breakfast crowd for me. So can you see how this is a bit of a campaign instead of a single post? And I've also got my Instagram connected to my Facebook page, not to my personal Facebook bit, but to my Facebook page. Now, I'm not brilliant at using Facebook. I really am no good at it. I had a dreadful experience with Facebook many years ago with some cyberbullying, and I walked away and I actually was going to delete my account and just never quite got round to it. So I have set up a page for my book, for the fact that I have a business, if you like, as a novelist. And I have those images go from Instagram to Facebook. So that sorts that out. But as well as that, I then look for other ways that I can get this message into other arenas as well. So I'm now looking at my website and identifying how I can have a page that's about my debut novel. And then this morning as well, it struck me, I had a photograph of myself and Claire Coombs, my agent, when we went to somebody else's book signing event in Liverpool. We actually were just there coincidentally together. We'd not gone together. But what we did was take a photograph of ourselves together in front of the stage that they have at Liverpool Waterstones. And I used that this morning on stories on Instagram, saying this was taken before we even got me a publishing deal. And now what I'm able to say, and what we said on that day, by the way, was one day we'll be here for it being my book launch. So yesterday we got the confirmation that Waterstones are going to do the launch on the 20th of June 2024, 6:30 p.m. Tickets on sale from later on, I think it's January, February time on the Waterstones site. Just, you know, letting you know that. That's an extra bit of marketing. And I am then in a position where what I'm able to do is post a second picture saying dot, dot, dot. And now we've got that confirmation that Waterstones will have that event on the 20th of June, 2024. So as you see here, it's a little bit of a campaign process. So having done those posts, I then went in to do the answers to the questions that I was asked. And so that has now lengthened the time of the campaign. There you go. That is just a minimum type of campaign. I am not a marketing expert. I really need to tell you that. This is not something where I'm sitting here going, hey, I'm a guru in how I've got to market. I'm sitting here going, shit, I've got to market my book now. And that is hard because it is not what my profession is about. It's not anywhere in my toolkit of what I'm able to do, but I'm trying to think differently. And hopefully this helps you as well to think differently about what you're doing. Oh, I should say actually as well, around Waterstones, I didn't just happen to get the event at Waterstones. You may not know this, but Liverpool has, I think it's the best outside of London Piccadilly Waterstones events in the country. They certainly have, apparently, amongst the best attended events. And I would say it probably, I'm not biased, of course I'm biased, but they do have really good events and they also have a really good attendance at events. So I've been going to the events for probably about 2 years now. I've just gone whenever I've wanted to. Actually, it's probably 4 years because I started going before the pandemic. So if you exclude the pandemic time, I would have started going just over 4 years ago. And I found their events are really good. They're really fun. You know, they always have some element of humour in it, but that's probably because it's Liverpool people and, you know, we always add humour to everything that we do. But there's just something about their events that are really good. And they have great novels that are either launched there or people on their tours have their events there as well. So I've been going along to events. I've gone to events for local writers like Caroline Corcoran, Amanda Brooke, also Sarah Moorhead, who's been on the podcast. I've gone for people like Lindsay Kelk, who has come over from America. I've been to when we've had Claire McIntosh come, Fiona Cummins, C.L. Taylor. So, you know, there's loads of different people. I even went to Amy Kaufman, who is not in the genres that I like, but I went for my daughter because she'd just given birth. So I went and got a book signed for her and got a card signed for her. Now, there's an important thing about this, and that's that you're seen regularly at an event. When I first started going, I was not going on the basis of this will be really helpful for getting myself in front of the team at Waterstones. But what becomes apparent is they notice people, they recognise you, they start talking to you. So you become somebody who's familiar. And as a result, it means that when you ask, you're more likely to get a yes. So I guess what I'm saying is, if you think it's luck when things like that happen to somebody like me, remember that it's probably not luck at all. There's probably been a lot of work and effort. I've gone out at times. I remember when it was Sarah Moorhead's launch of her book, The Treatment. I was not feeling brilliant that evening. And honestly, I'd had a tough day at work. And part of me was thinking, do you know, it only cost me £3. It's not going to be that big a deal if I don't go. And then I thought, no, do you know what? Sarah is somebody who's really supportive of writers. So I do want to go. So I actually did turn up, had a great evening, met Louise Beach, who's been on the podcast then as a result. And, you know, it's one of those things where it's worth showing up even when I've not felt like it. Because, again, you're seen by the people who are putting the events on and they know that you are supporting what they do. So don't see it as luck when people get these kind of successes. Know that there is some time and effort that has been put in. I know not everybody gets the opportunity to put the time and effort in, but if you're then finding yourself in a situation where things are not working for you, it is worth thinking about what ways can I put time and effort in? So maybe it's about retweeting posts. So I always do that. I repost anything that Waterstones does. I also put things on my stories sometimes when it's an event coming up that I know I'm going to. And then I'll put onto my stories on Instagram saying that I've been to the event and tagging Waterstones. So I effectively am advertising for them. That's something that even if you can't get out to events that you can do. But also look for the opportunities that happen by accident. I got talking to the Southport Lifeboat Trust recently. So Southport doesn't have an RLNI. That was stopped in something like 1921 or something. So when we have got an area in our on our beach that is actually full-time lifeboated because of the dangers of our coastline. So it is odd that we haven't got RLNI. But we've got our own trust. They collect for money for the trust and they were there at Tesco's. And I got talking to them and I said, by the way, I have actually got the lifeboat in my story. And there's a reason why it's in there. I won't do any spoilers as to why. I'm having a chat to them. One of the people there goes, do you know what? One of my mates is the deputy manager at another of the Waterstones. I'll mention her to you. No, it's the other way around. I'll mention you to her. So, and she's connected with me. And hopefully from there, we will be able to get some kind of a link into another Waterstones as well. So here again, it's about looking for those kind of opportunities that come up. So I am so nervous about doing my own marketing. I am not entering into this going, hey, this is a doddle. I'm going to get this all absolutely right. I have got friends who are marketeers and I think it will be helpful probably in the new year if we have an episode that is about marketing, but talking to marketeers, because I think that would be really helpful for people to know. But in the meantime, that's me sharing with you my little mini campaign that I've done for my cover reveal, so you get that sense of never do just a single post. Have a purpose, know what you're aiming for, and have a series of posts and know why you're doing that series of posts. If I leave you with just one really critical thing that I'm learning, though, it's be genuine. And I think you'll probably get that. You've seen the posts yourself where there's somebody who's just doing the whole buy my book, buy my book, buy my book. And we tend not to connect with that because there isn't anything genuine about them. There's no reason why we're connecting with them. So be you. Be you as much as you genuinely are you. Don't be somebody else because you think that's the method that works. I've got to say, I think I love the way that Jenny Godfrey has handled the list of suspicious things and her staying true to who she is. And she is going to be on the podcast in the new year, by the way. And I absolutely love how she has kept true to herself and been totally, absolutely 100% herself. It works because people are talking about the list of suspicious things. So be you, be genuine, and work up a mini campaign that works for you. Okay, I will leave you to it for now. Happy writing. I've got to do loads of writing over the weekend because I've got a bit to pick up from yesterday. And may the words flow for you, and I'll see you on the next episode.